This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is now the seventh time the FBI has looked into Judge Kavanaugh's background.
U.S. senators now reviewing summaries of an FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell noting,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
The White House says nothing in this latest FBI report should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed as a justice. Senators are reviewing the summaries on Capitol Hill in private this morning. They're not supposed to discuss the contents of that report. A 39-year-old man arrested for allegedly sending envelopes containing a potentially toxic powder to the White House and Pentagon is a U.S. Navy veteran. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Iran is not dismantling its nuclear program. That's what the National Security Advisor says.
And its hostile and aggressive military behavior in the region today is a breach of international peace and security.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, John Bolton called Iran a rogue regime and a particular threat in the volatile Middle East, and he noted the U.S. is pulling out of a decades-old treaty with Iran that affirmed friendly relations. A police officer's dead, six other officers wounded after a two-hour standoff in South Carolina late yesterday. Shots ringing out as members of the Florence County Sheriff's Office and Florence Police were executing a search warrant. A 30-year veteran was killed. Three other city police officers and three county deputies hurt. A suspect is in custody. The Labor Department reports 207,000 filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a little less than the week before. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The other shoe drops with Amazon's raise for its workers as it's now announced it's eliminating bonuses and stock awards so as to help pay for those hourly raises. The retailer is saying it would pay all U.S. workers at least $15 an hour beginning November 1st, but to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon's planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. The return of an El Nino weather pattern is going to have a direct effect on the approaching winter season here in this hemisphere, as we hear from John Clemens.
AccuWeather expert long-range forecaster Paul Postolak tells us he believes the biggest area of concern for travel will be from the southern plains up through the mid-Atlantic states this winter.
Well, we're going to start off with a lack of Arctic air intrusions coming down out of the polar region. That'll be locked up there for a little while, but then it's going to be released as the pattern changes over the Pacific, and then we'll see some diving cold Arctic air masses by the middle and latter part of the season.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry will be on full display in the American League Division Series this year as the Yankees have moved on to it, beating the A's 7-2 last night in the AL Wild Card game at Yankee Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day right here at the intersection of faith and politics, the things that Mama told you you weren't supposed to talk about. Oh, when was the last time we listened to Mom? You didn't hear me say that, okay? Did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't mean to say that out loud, so don't be sending cards and letters, all right? With us right now, Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Bill. You know, I'm living in a town that's going crazy right now.
Well, I know. It's heads are bursting all over. I mean, we've gone through this, and I think this is where America is at, is there's been so much head explosion there in the Beltway. It's like, oh, please, let's get this wreck over with, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's, I think, going to happen fairly soon. I think we will probably have a vote on the Kavanaugh nomination by the weekend, Saturday maybe.
Yeah.
You probably know the FBI report is out. It's in the hands of Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He'll be looking at it. Dianne Feinstein will be looking at it, and then the rest of the committee will take a look at it. And I think we'll probably know what it says by around midday today.
Yeah, I mean, the leaks will come flying out, you know that. And, you know, we'll see what they've done. We've already got a problem with, you know, one Democratic, I don't know, a former staff member or not, who, you know, sent out the addresses of three Republicans on the Senate. Not good. I mean, this thing has just exploded, and we've lost all manner of demeanor, have we not?
We have. And one of the problems is, Bill, is the one of the reasons, if you remember, well, there are two things. One, it didn't used to be like this. Not on Supreme Court nominations, not on Supreme Court hearings. They were usually pretty much pro forma state affairs. But the problem now is that the stakes are so much higher because the Supreme Court, as you and I have discussed, has involved itself in so many issues that it has no business involving itself in. So the argument, the confirmation hearing, the argument between the Democrats and Republicans over Kavanaugh is basically the Democrats fear that once he's on the court, Roe v. Wade may be overturned.
Exactly.
Certainly Roe v. Wade was an issue that the Supreme Court, no court should have been involved in. All right. Number one, there's no language in the Constitution that says anything about abortion. There's no language in the Constitution that says anything about a general right to privacy, which is what Roe was based on. But the problem here is that this is not a legal issue, no Constitution mention of it. So what does that make it? It's a moral issue. It's a social issue. It's a societal issue. Abortion? Those are moral, societal, cultural issues. Those are political issues. Those are issues that should be cited by the people through the political legislative process, not through the courts.
Right.
And yet the courts now, whether it's Roe, whether it's Obergefell, they are now involving themselves in so many issues that they never were supposed to involve themselves in and did not in the past, so the stakes are so much higher. So the Supreme Court nominations and hearings are going to be that much more controversial.
Well, little did they know at the time in 1973 when this activist judiciary did what they did in in instituting Roe v. Wade. You hear what Brett Kavanaugh said, of course, a different case for him, but the same result is that you sow the wind and you end up with a whirlwind, and that's what we've got right now over this whole situation, because now you talk about it being a moral issue, and we have a postmodern secularized society, and so where does morality come from?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do not think, Bill, that that there's any danger of Roe v. Wade being overturned anytime soon. Kavanaugh is the new kid on the block. If he's confirmed, he will be the youngest. He will be the rookie judge.
Right.
I don't see him leading the charge on that. Mm-hmm. Why I want Kavanaugh on the court is because future cases like Roe v. Wade, like Obergefell, he will not want to rule on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the past is the past, but because he's an originalist, right? So he bases his rulings on what the Constitution says is legal or not legal.
Exactly, right.
So why I want him in the court is because he will not want to take on cases that the Supreme Court has no business taking on in the future. I'm not sure. At some point, maybe Roe v. Wade will be an attempt, but I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, you have Roe v. Wade being nipped at the edges by the states, which is where this will probably ultimately be solved, Bruce, and is that the states are stepping up and making modifications, as you and I've discussed on many occasions. These are the 50 laboratories of our country. When they're allowed to work, can serve us well.
Yes, absolutely, and that's a very good point, Bill, because on Roe v. Wade, all right, this is a moral, cultural, societal issue. It's a state-by-state issue. It's not a national issue because, let's face it, the people in California have a certainly different attitude about abortion than the people in Alabama or Texas. So Californians have the legal constitutional right, if they go through the legal constitutional political process, not the courts, they have the right to say abortion, Roe v. Wade is fine with us. The people in Texas and Alabama have the same right to say, no, it's not fine with us. That
right.
is, it's a state-by-state approach, just as you say.
Bruce, I want people to understand, when you talk about the political process, I want people to grab a hold of this, is that the process starts in the voting booth. Okay, and this is what's happened right now, is that we have followed the rule of law, we voted in Donald J. Trump for president, and one of the key issues, according to the voters, was that he was going to, choose judges with a conservative bent and an originalist, heart toward the Constitution. I mean, he was real clear on that. So you had 62 million plus people say Donald Trump is our guy. He's here. And so, interesting that when it's the other way around, the Republicans will yield to the presidential desires. Has there been debate when a Democratic president has chosen a judge? No doubt it's been debated, as Lindsey Graham pointed out with Sotomayor and Justice Kagan. They had a hearty debate. But at the end of the day, he says, well, I can't dispute their capabilities, and so he gave them a thumb-up vote. And that has been the attitude of most Republicans toward Democratic nominations. Conversely, the Democrats more and more have kind of thrown out the concept of, the electorate, and that, elections have consequences, only if it works for them, but not on the other side, I guess.
Yeah, and they've also thrown out reasoned debate. Okay, let's take three recent examples. Brett Kavanaugh. Robert Bork. If you remember that, the Bork hearings, Kennedy said that a Robert Bork America will be an America in which we return to segregation, rogue police knocking on doors, children not being taught evolution, not being taught being taught evolution and
the return of coat hangers and back alleys doing abortions.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So that's how they, and then Clarence Thomas. Okay, all of a sudden they bring up Anita Hill out of nowhere, just as Christine Ford was brought out of nowhere. So yes, whereas the Republicans have been, I mean, there's been rigorous debate over the qualifications of the nominee, but the Democrats, not so much.
But now it's come down to what's in a yearbook and allegations. That is the order of the day. But this is a real learning lesson, for all of us to really take hold and apprehend of what's going on in our government. And yes, we still have a voice and we can do something about it. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break with Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thank you.
listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head, look at my side. If you can count the times and say you are forgiven, more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program. Your calls, your opinions, Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery here and there, but hey, that's just for some spice. I mean, after all, for goodness sakes, I'm a Mexican. You got to have a little bit of spice. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman is still with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, as you break it down, a report is supposed to stay in the confines. Only one report is there from the FBI. The senators will alternate, and I'm sure in short order, because the Democrats can't help themselves, we'll hear about the report. But what we've heard so far is that, this is the seventh inquiry, seventh background check of Judge Kavanaugh, and there is no bond expected out of this, and so McConnell has already announced closure on this, so that means that they will go on a vote, but before the vote there will be a hearty debate. 30 hours, Bruce.
Yep.
30 more hours of Spartacus moments and God knows what. I don't know if I can handle it.
That's absolutely true. It's interesting. It's very unusual for the FBI to conduct a background check after the guys testified before the committee. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there were six investigation background checks on Kavanaugh prior to the committee hearings, and they found nothing, not a zilch, zero.
Right.
So I'm not all too worried about this next one. But as I've written before, the problem that Kavanaugh has right now is that he's not in a court of law. Right. If he was in a court of law, this case would have been thrown out within the first before the judges sat down to hear it.
Exactly. Right.
But this is basically, he's not a defendant. All right. And the senators are not jurors. And therefore, we're not in a court of law. So beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of evidence, those bars do not have to be met. It's like a job interview in which the senators can decide, okay, the wavering senators will say, okay, I was thinking about voting for him. The ABA has him highly qualified. Even the ACLU had him highly qualified. But this, he may have been guilty of what he's being accused of. So I can't take that chance of putting him on the court. There's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you and I both know, no evidence. No concrete proof has been produced. No corroborating witnesses have been produced. But in the long run, that doesn't matter because senators, number one, will vote on how their constituents want them to vote. They're elected representatives. So somewhere around half of the Senate is constituents are considered liberal, and they don't want Kavanaugh on the court for the very reasons you and I just discussed. So there's that political considerations, and then all the wavering senators are going to say, okay, yeah, he's not been proven guilty, but maybe it happened, and therefore I might vote against him. That's
well,
the issue.
I think maybe, because we know there's lots of signs around the Capitol these days, and maybe one of the biggest signs should be the statement from his mother that his mother made. If you remember, he said that when they would be at the dining table, one of the things she would hold to in her concluding statements to the jury is that, that which is reasonable, you should consider as it being reasonable. And that which isn't reasonable, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing, of course, here. I'm not saying it exactly, but you know what I meant when he was talking, when his mother was talking about this as an attorney herself. And I think that some of these senators would be well served by considering what is reasonable. I mean, here is a guy, if he was as dastardly as he was, as being alleged here, how would he have attained to the level of, educational excellence, his athletics. I mean, as a human being, if he was so off target, I think it's unreasonable to, you know, kind of connect the dots in such a manner based on these accusations. And this is the dangerous part about the court of public opinion. Due process is out the window.
Yeah.
And there's no due process. You are guilty. That's it. And it's not that you're guilty until proven innocent. You're guilty because there's no way you're going to prove yourself innocent, because I got it fixed in my mind that you're guilty, which is, you know, again, just like the hyperbole that Senator Kennedy used years ago on Bork, it's that same hyperbole that comes up again, and you're going, wait a minute, haven't we learned from all this over the years? Or, you know, it's okay for senators and our elected officials to be this so disconnected from reason and decency that you would just spew words and accusations so irresponsibly.
Yes, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. If he was such a drunk, all right, if he was such a rowdy guy, how did he graduate at the top of his class in high school? How did he go to Yale? How did he go to Yale Law School? And how did he get the position he is in the second highest court in the land right now? So, yeah. Although it's funny, the Democrats are trying to say this guy's I think many of them are thinking, okay, we're not really making a lot of headway on this, you know, all these women accusing him because there's no proof. But the guy was a beer drinker and he was a rowdy guy in high school, and so maybe that's a reason. Well, when I read that, the first thing I thought of was Abe Lincoln when told that Ulysses S. Grant was a drunk, and Lincoln said, all right, find out what he's drinking and send a case of it to all my other generals.
I want what he's drinking.
Grant, of course, was an absolutely brilliant general, and most of Lincoln's other generals were not doing the job. So, I mean, I just throw that out there as kind of an amusing side. But, yeah, okay, so he is not, yeah, we're not, the Senate, as you point out, as I've mentioned, we've got beyond reason debate. We've gone beyond reason debate, and that's really sad. And the reason we've gone beyond reason debate is because the stakes are so high now, because the court is involving itself in so many issues that affect all of us, that the court should not be involved in.
And the thing that's happening also is the redefinition of our language. The term credible has been hijacked inappropriately, especially in this case. Credibility wants to be assigned, they want to assign credibility to a person that is not credible by definition. Credibility is based on the facts and evidence. But, you know, just because somebody gives a passionate plea, you can say, well, pretty convincing. But is that person credible based on the words that they speak? Especially when there's no evidence or she's offered names, offered, you know, some information, but it doesn't line up, you know, from, hey, I got claustrophobia, I don't like to fly. Well, she's flying all over the place. I didn't have anybody give me any counsel whatsoever about taking a polygraph, nor have I ever given anybody training on how to give a polygraph. And then we find out from the boyfriend here earlier this week, oh, in fact, she has. So, you know, these things start crumbling down. Oh, let's take a look. You talk about his annual. And let's bring out her annual. And as one FBI director says, look, if you start bringing out annuals, then you need to bring out everybody's annuals. So we take a look at her annuals. And they talk about the binge drinking that took place on her school, which was an all-girls school. And that was a big thing. The girls would drink till they passed out. That was in their annual. And also mentioned that she, you know, got drunk, passed out, got in a car accident. So these things start to reveal themselves. Those things add credibility on these specific issues. But somebody's testimony in and of itself can be believable, but not necessarily credible.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill, because, yeah, you can comport yourself in a very, very, very calm and assured manner, and so whatever you say is considered credible when it not always will be. That's the point. And another one, okay, so Kavanaugh, people are down on Kavanaugh because he got emotional at times. Mm-hmm. All right, as Kavanaugh well knows, his reputation has been incurably damaged.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, whether he's on the court or not, his reputation has been damaged. Mm-hmm. He's aware of that. He's got two daughters who probably, when they go to school, there are other girls around there whispering, you know, her daddy is a sexual predator.
Right.
Well, I don't know that for sure, but I can certainly understand why he got a little bit emotional, a little bit testy when
you saw the cartoon, right? You saw the cartoon that they did on his daughter? How disgusting.
Wow. Absolutely.
Well, Bruce, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time. We're going to talk on Monday because Columbus Day on Monday. So look forward to our extended conversation there as well. Bruce Kaufman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is now the seventh time the FBI has looked into Judge Kavanaugh's background.
U.S. senators now reviewing summaries of an FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell noting,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
The White House says nothing in this latest FBI report should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed as a justice. Senators are reviewing the summaries on Capitol Hill in private this morning. They're not supposed to discuss the contents of that report. A 39-year-old man arrested for allegedly sending envelopes containing a potentially toxic powder to the White House and Pentagon is a U.S. Navy veteran. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent right here at the intersection of faith and politics. I am Bill Martinez. Today, Tina Marie Griffin joins us. Always good to have her with us every week. She is the counterculture mom. Tina, today, students are encouraged to bring their Bible to school. Yes, it is not illegal for kids to bring their Bible to school, right? So, this is what it's all about. So we have students all over the country bringing their Bibles to school, and I say, hey, hear ye, let's open up and let's share the word today, huh?
Hey, let's praise the Lord in that one. I want to encourage everybody to tune in here, too. Let's hope that some of these students, well, every student with the Bible in their hands starts a God club at their school today, because we still have the right to do that. If any school, according to the Equal Access Act that was passed about 30 years ago, if any school has any other extracurricular activity, which school doesn't, mm-hmm. you are allowed to have your God club. Yay!
Yes, exactly.
Let's get out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sadie Robertson is the honorary chair for Bring Your Bible to School Day 2018. Of course, from the, you know, our favorite Duck family, the Robertsons. So she's leading the way. So, you know, this is really, really exciting that, you know, kids are doing this across the country. And some parents may have thought, well, wait a minute, I hear all this stuff. I'm not supposed to, we're not supposed to, you know, there's this so-called separation of church and state, and Bibles aren't allowed in school. But that's not true at all. That's what some would want you to think. But the fact of the matter is that, look, at our freedoms still reign to this degree. And this is what it's all about.
It is. And you know what story really comes to heart? I have a friend that texted me right now saying, pray for me. I'm on the flight about to head out to Louisiana. I'm sure you heard about this, too. There, because we can have scripture in our culture today, there are two religious organizations that filed a suit in an attempt to stop a drag queen story time in a Lafayette library a couple weeks ago,
right.
September 19. Well, one of my friends is one of the people behind that. He is an on-fire pastor from Virginia, moving to Nashville, a lot of exciting things going there, tons of followers on Facebook, and all of a sudden he felt convicted, we've got to get over there and talk to these drag queens, share the love of the Lord, and try to get this drag queen story hour out of the library. Well, the library just said, put a kibosh on it, said we have a right to let them do their drag queen story hour. Well, then Pastor Pankowski said, well, then I have my right to have my hour of preaching following that. And they said, yes, you do. So he's flying out there, Bill, right now.
Good.
To follow up this drag queen story hour with getting scripture in the library for these families. And I think that's awesome. So people tuning in, ask God, how can you be used? There's tons of issues going on. So you'll be busy 24/7, trust me. And let's get truth in our culture. We have
exactly.
A right. Freedom of speech still exists in our country today.
Well, again, what comes to mind here, Tina, is the story of Paul. Remember when Paul was getting some porridge and discovered that there was poison in the porridge? He says, well, go get me the good stuff, you know, the healthy stuff. And he put it in there, into the stew. I said porridge, but into the stew. And it did no harm. So this is what we should learn from this. Yes, we're in the world, not of the world. And being that since, you know, our government has allowed a contrarian view, it is a contrarian view. But you have to trust in the power of the truth and the word of God. This opens doors. This closes doors. It changes hearts. It is what is needed, even for a time such as this. And we're going to touch on this for just a moment, because I want a mother's perspective on what we find is going on out of D.C. in the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. But, you know, either we believe in the power of the word or we don't. And there is enough experience. There should be enough experience out there amongst adults that we can share with our children to say, hey, look at, here's the benchmarks of our life in a family. You know, I can sit down with my family and say, hey, remember when this happened? You know, when we were down and when we were dealing with a really tough part of life, do you know what got me through? And my son asked, well, what? And I said, God got me through. He goes, oh, Dad. I go, no. I want you to know that, because you kind of saw it a little bit because you were a kid and you were protected because mom and dad, you know, protected, you know, the family and the core of the family. But we were dealing with all this stuff. Remember when, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas, for example, you know, we were going through our part of our business. I had a national marketing company, and we were getting hit with Chapter 11s. I mean, within 18 months, I got hit with, what was it, 8 Chapter 11s and 8 Chapter 11s and 3 Chapter 7s. The final one, 2 weeks before Christmas, our biggest client bounces a $47,000 check. Now, for some people, that's not a lot of money. But for us, that was payroll. That was everything. And so they bounce the check. They go into Chapter 11 protection. I'm dead in the water. So I go, whoa, this is tough. So I'm cashing out my IRAs, everything to make sure our employees had money for Christmas. They at least had some headway. The kids, we had nothing for Christmas. I said, well, this is going to be a tough Christmas. I was a sponsored racquetball player with Pro Kennex at the time. I had rackets. I sold the rackets so I could get the kids bicycles for Christmas and make it work nonetheless. But, and God, opened up doors and opportunities that were different. I mean, Tina, I went from making $200,000, you know, $200,000 a year to nothing in a slam dunk crash. And even then, it wasn't zero because I felt so responsible for our employees. I made sure our employees were taken care of. So, and I only share that, you know, with you to say that, and we've all gone through things like this, but what got us through, and I remind our kids, what got us through was God and the Word of God. And they remember during that period of time, you know, because we had Promise Keepers going on. There was, you know, I was heavily involved. They did a 24/7, you know, prayer vigil that I led at our local church. And, you know, God was there for us and brought us through. And, you know, and that was just one case in point. But, I shared with him several things. And I said, what do you think was consistent in each of those downturns in our life? It was God that delivered us. It was God, our provider, that got us through that time. So, go ahead.
I want to say we're in the midst of that right now. We had probably the worst 10 months of our entire 11 years of marriage financially. We took such a hit this year moving here. Job didn't turn out right. I literally prayed when I came back from the Hollywood documentary movie shoot thing that someone was doing on what I learned in L.A. firsthand. Chicago Film Company flew me out there. We did a shoot. I come back. In the midst of all that, I'm unpacking my suitcase on Monday, like a month ago. And I'm like, Lord, you've got to get my husband out of his job. You have to get him out of there. And 2 hours later, they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such, and here he thought I was going to be upset. And I'm like, praise the Lord. It was just the wrong fit. Right. And 2 days later, gets hired by a much better fit. But we took we're in the midst of it right now. Right when I want to pursue a radio program and pursue some projects where we really need the funding, it's like, boom, Satan comes in with a left hook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we know God's got us in the palm of his hand. I mean, what are other choices? You know, quit and give up and wave the white flag? No, but man, oh man, what a year.
Right.
And at the same time, I love what I'm doing. Partnering with you has been such a joy and uplifting every week, you know?
Yeah, who would have thought, Tina? Who would have thought that chance meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and here we are, you know, talking about the issues that our families are going through and balancing off the lies of the culture with the truth that we have experienced in God. And, you know, and this is what's going on right now, in our government, what's happening with the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. And I want to get your read because you're talking to moms there. What are moms saying about their sons and what impact that all this hyperbole and I believe very irresponsible conversation and words are being thrown out by grown up adult elected officials. What kind of impact is this going to have on our boys down the road?
I think both sexes, a huge impact. I think it, like what Judge Kavanaugh said, it's going to be remembered as a sad state of our country for decades to come. But we can learn at the same time that every decision we make, we have to be above bar. I believe he was, and he's still getting slammed for it, but he's doing the right thing. He's not quitting. He's not giving up. He's standing by his word. I also think that people's past from four decades earlier, if it's not that the way you've been living the last 40 years, we have to take a look at that thinking, you know, no one's perfect.
Yes, we got to go to break. More from Tina after this. Stay with us.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. And we keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, you listen to that song and the lyrics, you know, keep fighting the good fight, you know, I'm going to see you through to the other side. I mean, God doesn't tell us to go someplace and, you know, just send us on some sort of, expedition with no beginning and no end to it, just like he told the disciples, you know, to go to the other, I'm going to see you, go to the other side. Well, you can know on the other side, you're going to get there. You're going to get to the other side, because the author and finisher of our faith and our very lives is faithful. And because he is faithful, we have the confidence that all will be well in the midst of when things aren't quite so well. And that's what we've been going through right now, as we mentioned, just briefly to, you know, summarize what's been going on. And Tina was mentioning before we went to break regarding, you know, Judge Kavanaugh and the impact that this is going to have on our kids, the teaching moment that it has in terms of how, you know, the Bible says that our reputation is so important to us and how we have to honor this. And also in light of the culture today that says, well, reputation's meputation. You know, if I want to accuse you of something and I can do so in a very believable manner, then, you know, it's kind of scary, Tina, because somehow people who, you know, you're an actress. I mean, you've done this. You know how to play certain roles. You can get people to believe certain things. In fact, there was that, what was that scene with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan? in the restaurant, just to be a little bit off there for a minute, how she was getting all exercised about stuff. And, you know, in fact, it was Rob Reiner's mom who says, hey, I want what that girl's eating. You know, so
yeah,
she wanted, you know, but, you know, you know, people can act and seem very, very believable. But what we've confused in our culture today is just because it's believable doesn't mean that it's credible. And I got real, I was real concerned, even when our president used the word credible. It's something to say, okay, well, somebody has a believable story, but credible means that it's backed by evidence. I mean, words matter. And so the president says it's credible. So Cory Booker says it's credible. All the senators say it's credible. How can you say it's credible when, you know, there's no evidence there to back it up? But what our kids need to understand is that in the court of public opinion, there's no due process. You're guilty, period. I mean, there's no guilty until presumed innocence because... you know, that's what people need to understand. That's why your reputation is so important.
Yep, and we keep seeing more and more lies surfacing and the whole reason behind what she's doing. And it, the thing that saddens me is so many people who are victims of rape or sexual attacks in whatever manner, it's like you have to believe every woman. If you're lying, then other people are going to question if someone else is really telling the truth or not when they are. So it really... really trashes both sides of the situation. It's a very sad situation. And just because her story seems to be believable by women where I don't understand, because these women that are attacking different people on the street, who is that guy that is Charlie, what's his name? The guy that's always in front of all these different, he goes right into where everybody's having the boycott and the holding up the signs. And Kirk? Turning Point USA?
Oh, I'm I'm not familiar.
He's awesome. He goes into all where all these women are upset and totally siding with Dr. Ford's story. He'll go in and say, well, what about what you just said? Due process. The man is, should be innocent until proven guilty, not the opposite.
No.
And there's like spitting in his face. There, people are ripping up signs. And I'm like, you know what? What if you guys are wrong? What if he is innocent? Because his story was very believable to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and that's the thing. See, there's this isn't you know, and I this whole situation about well, it's not a court of law. Certainly, it's not a court of law. That's why Senator Grassley, you know, to digress even a little bit further here, because there's lots of things to talk about from the counterculture mom, but is that the Republicans should never pick this up. What should have happened is that, look, it, you need to take that to the local courts. We can't adjudicate that. We're not going to open this up, this job interview, to the court of public opinion. But as soon as Grassley and the Republicans picked it up, I go, oh my God, we're in a bucket of gum here. They're not going to get out of this, because this is he said, she said. And at the end of the day, even with Jeff Flake trying to say, well, in the spirit of trying to unify our country, let's go ahead and have a seventh investigation. All right. So it looks like he might be a little bit right, but the fact of the matter is that we're still tribaled, and you've got distinct differences, because people either believe Judge Kavanaugh or they don't. They hardly believe Dr. Ford, who now we find out may not even be a doctor after all. Her credentials are suspicious, so I don't know. I mean, all this stuff is coming out, and it just makes me sick.
It does.
And I'm thinking me, you know, and I'm in it, and everybody else, you know, that's affected by this. Exactly.
Yeah,
but,
and
go ahead.
The thing I always look at, too, is if Judge Kavanaugh said the first time that she came out with her accusation, he immediately said, let's go to trial right now. Now, an innocent person would say that. A guilty person would never say that. Like, I like watching crime shows, too, because you look at the person that's committing the crime and the one that's guilty, the way they act and what they say and how they respond right away. To me, it's pretty easy to see. So the fact that he wanted to go to trial right away to prove his innocence told me he's innocent.
Right. Well, he knew he had to put a fire out as quickly as possible, that this was going to devastate his family, his reputation, everything he built up. I mean, already what Harvard says, hey, we don't want you back. We don't want you here teaching. You're not part of the faculty any longer. So now, based on an accusation, this is what we've become. Forget about the rule of law. It's now guilt by accusation. And
they should wrap their arms around him. I didn't even hear that news. That's so sad to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's no longer welcome to teach there. So that's terrible. Anyway, let's get on to some of these things. Last Man Standing, good debut on a new network. I love Tim Allen. Hey, it even looks better on this new network too. It was a great promo bit.
I think it's so funny. I did a little blast to ABC last week. I'm like, you guys are going to regret doing what you did with ditching this show. And the funny thing was, I was going through a bunch of old acting clips, 75 VHS clips to digital files. I finally got them transferred before they, like, disintegrated in my attic. And I was just looking at the time I met Tim Allen at a TV Guide Awards show, like, 15 years ago. And he's such a cool guy. I got to ask him a couple different questions behind the set. But this guy's a great actor. Conservative, loves America, loves people, and I think millions of fans just got behind them and said, hey, you guys cannot cancel their show, someone else has got to pick it up. And they did, because we the fans, we the people did something about it.
Big move, smart move by Fox, no doubt about it.
Yes.
Hey, I'm a little bit jealous here. You had a chance to go to the premiere of Little Women. I wanted to see this, and I know Tim Winter, too, so I'm going to blast you. I'm going to say, hey, what happened, man? How come, you know, you forgot about me here?
Hey, well, I got to connect the dots. I didn't know you guys went way back here. And next time something happens, which I'm sure it will, because we're already talking about having a barbecue. He loves the Franklin area. Came for a little red carpet event last weekend.
Yes.
And,
good.
Gave me 2 tickets to come on out, and I wanted to interview him because the last time I had him on Hollywood Insider, the poor soul got disconnected from me like 15 times an hour. So we have to actually do 5 minutes uninterrupted. And the movie, I can't say enough about it, Bill. We need positive films so bad. People are hungry. In fact, one theater room they held for showing Little Women. You want to know what happened? About 30 minutes before the movie showed, it was completely packed, and they had to open another full theater, and that one was almost completely packed.
Oh, wow.
People want positive movies, and it's such a feel-good movie. Of course, I don't want to blow the story in case no one's watched the movies before or, you know, read the book.
But, well, give us a quick summary of the movie Little Women, because I've heard a lot about it, and because it's a new group that has been promoting this movie, and I guess maybe that was a little bit of the breakdown, because normally all these movies they come on the show, we interview talent and promote it, but I heard about it just right on the ebb of it. So anyway, so tell us really quickly, Little Women.
Yeah, well, I don't want to blow the big storyline, but there's the 4 sisters that grow up. It's so cool how they are by each other's side, encourage each other for greatness. There's a couple scenes where 2 of the sisters battle it out because they both don't, one doesn't agree with how the other one's living their life because she wants to be a mom and not be some big famous person like the other sister. But they walk through this journey together. They're modestly dressed. There's a couple of party scenes I want to warn parents about. Yes, you'll make it through. No, there's not going to be scenes you don't want your kids to see. Ride out those situations because I got nervous at first, but the way this one girl of the sisters gets stuck in the scenario, most young girls would continue to go down the wrong path, and she stopped it. I just got chills. Stopped what was going on with her, what was happening to her, and got out of that hard situation. And I was like, yes, because a lot of girls are going to learn from that when they see this movie.
Exactly.
And moving on and making right choices, even when you're in the midst of what could be the worst situation of your life.
Well, this transitions to this next story, Tina, real quick, only because we're trying to make some time here. We got about a minute left. And that's the story of this high achiever teen that commits suicide. Tell us about that.
Yes, and I just want to quickly tell everybody, go to the theater, support Little Women so it stays in the theaters longer, and look up For Every Girl campaign through Parents Television Council. The For Every Girl campaign for all young girls is all about having clean, positive, uplifting entertainment for women, and that they're portrayed as amazing people in movies. We have to do that. We have to support
them. All right.
The last thing with, I forgot what you asked me about.
The high achiever teen that committed suicide.
Okay, it's on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom Facebook page. Also, download my app. I have information there, Counterculture Mom app. And you will get all this information. But this high achiever straight A student committed suicide. Her parents were shocked. She left a journal that was written, that she put a bunch of stuff in there that's the opposite of how she was actually living her life. All to say, parents, if you have a high achiever straight A student, she felt so stressed and pressure to get the great grades, be included, honor roll society, that she committed her suicide over what I believe is a highly stressful situation. So,
Number one cause of death among 15 to 19 year old girls.
Yes.
Amazing. Tina, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Look forward to next week. The Counterculture Mom, Tina Marie Griffin, on Bill Martinez Live.
Yes.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform.